From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. A national day of mourning has taken place in the Netherlands as the bodies of 40 passengers aboard Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 returned to the country 6 days after the plane departed Schiphol Airport. Thousands of people lined the streets as the hearses made their slow way to a military barracks in the Dutch town of Hilversum. Citizens paying their respects to the dead, forensic experts waiting for an opportunity to begin work that was substantially delayed until pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine agreed to release the bodies. FSN's Dan Whitehead spent the day at Schiphol Airport watching the dead arrive.
The first bodies of the victims of MH17 are being taken via a convoy of hearses being led by police to the medical military facilities in Hilversum. It is there where the formal identification process will begin. Meanwhile, at Schiphol Airport, at the moment that that plane containing the remains landed in Eindhoven, airport check-in staff leaving all of their terminals here at one of the world's busiest airports. They joined thousands of foreign travellers to look at the flowers and stay silent for a minute.
The black box flight recorders from Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 have arrived in Britain and will be analysed by experts at the government's Air Accidents Investigation Branch in Farnborough. Aviation expert Stuart John says they may not yield much useful information.
I don't think the black boxes are going to contribute very much because up to the point of the explosion, everything would have been going as normal, and that's what would be on the black boxes.
Another air disaster killed more than 40 people in Taiwan on Wednesday. A TransAsia jet crashed near Megong Airport on Penghu Island as it attempted an emergency landing. The other major story, the conflict in Gaza.
We have, in the last 24 hours, made some progress in moving towards that goal.
Secretary of State John Kerry expressing very cautious optimism after a meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Mr. Kerry then went on to a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The two men seemed stony-faced at a photo opportunity in Tel Aviv. Mr. Kerry flew into Ben Gurion Airport there despite an official US ban on flights heading into Tel Aviv after a rocket landed near the airport on Tuesday. Now the FAA in Washington has extended the ban for another 24 hours, as FSN's Daniel Wrenches reports.
The decision to continue for another 24-hour period follows a plea by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for US Secretary of State John Kerry to intervene with the FAA. Two of the three main US carriers, US Airways and American Airlines, say they're now prepared to resume services on Thursday if the FAA ban is lifted.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. More on Gaza, and the United Nations has raised more concerns of indiscriminate rocket firing from Gaza by Hamas, but it's warning that Israel's use of force could amount to war crimes. Around 650 Palestinians and 31 Israelis have died over the past 2 weeks. The UN Human Rights Commissioner is Navi Pillay.
There seems to be a strong possibility that international humanitarian law has been violated in a manner that could amount to war crimes. Every one of these incidents must be properly and independently investigated.
A South African man convicted of rhino poaching has been handed a 77-year prison sentence. FSN's South Africa correspondent Gary Alfonso reports.
The 77-year sentence is widely regarded as one of the most significant messages sent to poachers in South Africa who are killing endangered wildlife in ever-increasing numbers. Mandla Chauke's conviction included prison time for murder, illegal hunting of rhinos, rhino horn theft, illegal possession of firearms, and trespassing in a national park. He was one of three poachers who exchanged fire with game rangers in the Kruger National Park after they'd killed three rhino. Prosecutors argued successfully that Chauke was lying for the death of one of his accomplices.
The Commonwealth Games is getting underway in the Scottish city of Glasgow. A television audience estimated to be 1 billion strong tuned in to the opening ceremonies. 4,500 athletes from 71 Commonwealth nations are taking part in the 11-day games in 17 different sports. David Grevenberg is the Games Chief Executive Officer.
Welcome to Glasgow. We have arrived. Glasgow's has set a global stage. Our world-class venues are ready. Elite athletes from across the Commonwealth are here, primed and raring to go.
And that is the latest feature story news. Simon Marks reporting.